It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. A lost opera by one of the great Italian composers is to have its world premiere in London almost 200 years after it was written. Gaetano Donizetti was a leading figure in 19th century Italian music, and his most famous works are Lucia di Lammermoor and The Elixir of Love. But there's one he composed in the late 1830s that never saw the light of day. Scholars knew it had been written, but had no clue if it still existed somewhere or not. It was written for an opera company that went bankrupt just before it was premiered. It's called The Angel of Nisida. The opera was thought to have been lost until a musicologist painstakingly located and deciphered the score's fragments over the course of 8 years. She found some pages in Paris's Bibliothèque Nationale, but the total reconstruction involved archive research across Europe and the U.S. The work will be premiered on the 18th of July at Covent Garden by Opera Rera. King's College music professor Roger Parker, who's heard the piece, said the musical quality is as good as anything he did. When operas are discovered, quite often you find they were undiscovered for good reason, but this one really is amazing music. It's some of the best music that you'll hear from Donizetti. A stolen 18th-century cello worth more than $1.5 million has been returned to a French musician. An attacker held French soloist Ophélie Gaillard at knife point outside her home earlier in the week, forcing her to hand over the cello. After the robbery, Gaillard appealed for help from the public on social media, sharing pictures of the instrument. "I received an anonymous call late in the morning saying that my cello was inside a car in front of my house. I found it in the back seat," the musician said. She quickly grabbed the cello, verified that it was in good condition, and notified police. Made by Francesco Goffriller, Venetian master cello maker in Udine, Italy, in 1737, this cello is among the more valuable string instruments in the world. It's on loan to the soloist from a French bank that owns it. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing her top 100 musical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOC This Week in Classical Music, member-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.